You have to get to the root of the fear. If the fear is there, it's because there's also a desire to do wrong. And the desire to do wrong is actually also part of a fantasy in which one feels wronged by another. And that sense of being wronged that causes fury and anger, because it actually belongs to a past situation, but it is held as if it's still in the present, gets acted out in the future, you see. And then people who are innocent, they're not the ones who caused the wrong that caused you to have the fear of wrong, suffer from it. And then you create more wrong and more suffering and more karma. So as long as that fear is there, it means you're in the ego, you're not yet in soul consciousness. And I say again, take refuge with the Lord and be beyond right and wrong and fear of mistakes. But it's always a fear of losing control. And then that subconscious anger will come out and cause a problem for others that will then cause you to suffer from some kind of discipline or some kind of attack or et cetera. But it's all based on past traumas that are gone, but that are held as if they are present. They're held in fantasies that are frozen in time, so that part of your consciousness split off, dissociated from the main consciousness, is still in that state. It's stuck in a glitch in time in which it feels oppressed and then needing to fight the oppressor. But there is no oppressor. And so it's a delusion, and then it creates consequences for yourself. And that's why the fear is there. So the delusions have to be released. All of the suffering from the past that's been stored in the subconscious has to be given to God and surrendered. And then you'll be filled with peace. Okay?